Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Okay, and then sway. Well, I convey that we must do away with all the stress and the strife. So God bless your life. Use kindness and never blindness. And you will find that this perspective is best. Check it out. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest.
Take me to the words that I manifest. Take me to the words that I manifest.
905 New York City, 605 all the way out there, LA. What's up, y'all? It's your hip hop informer, that dude T.M. Hyman, coming to you live from Tampa. What it do, up close and personal, by A Part 2, with the brother Chris Jones, celebrity accountant and business manager. Part 2, he was with us last Monday, literally ran out of time. Mr. Jones stopped past to talk about his exciting career in the drop. Dime, really, some serious jewels on us regarding financial literacy. Answer questions about home ownership, the best way to approach it. Listen, he's back, and he's ready to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. His clients include folk like J. Cole, actor, comedian J.B. Smoove, and others. Listen, the dude is educated, and he's here for you. Take advantage of it tonight. Again, it's part two, up close and personal, with Chris Jones, celebrity accountant and business manager. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, thanks for rocking with us tonight inside the Social Lab, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. How y'all doing?
Why are you moving so slow? Are you drunk over there? Why are you moving so
slow? I'm barbiturate, son.
I'm highly medicated, yes, but I'm not. It's Uh-oh. Weather, you know. It's cold and it's raining. You know, this is doing Uh-oh. My body no.
That
like bad milk.
Like something my grandmother would say. My grandmother, get out of here. All the
a young lady with old lady problems.
In Plant City, you keep them problems over there in Charlotte. We going to Plant City, Florida. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. Hey, are your joints aching too?
No, by no means are they, and I'm going to rebuke that demon. I don't want no old lady problems at young
baby, no,
or old.
I wouldn't even wish it on my baby daddy. No,
I don't want none of that.
I know. It's all right. God for pain
hey,
pills.
Before we go further up the coast, we're going to take a pit stop. Newark, Delaware brings us that sister Toya. Hey, welcome to the show, Ma.
Hey, now. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Toya.
Hey,
boy.
Can you bend over without being in pain?
How about can you just bend over? How about that?
I'm a little nervous. What are we talking about here?
I'm like, can you bend over? Yeah, not a bad question. See? Way to start the show.
Yeah, I guess we threw you off talking about Madam not being able to move. Hey, anyway, hey, all the way live from the DMV. What up, St. James? Welcome to the show, bro.
What's up, man? You know, I don't know about you. I feel good, man. Just, you know, hit the gym today, threw up that set of 315 on the bench real quick. You know, light work, getting ready for the summertime
light
already.
Work.
Light work, big
light work.
Not getting ready for the summertime.
It's when time you do it. As soon as it gets cold, get ready
You're
for the summer.
It's supposed to start now. You can't wait till it's hot.
That's true. Early Christmas shopping.
You need to probably wait until after Thanksgiving. Talking about starting the diet.
Nah. You're in bad habits.
Push-ups eating potato salad.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Only thing you want to push up to push your ass away from the table. That's it. That's what you won't be doing.
Yeah. Right. Hey, 917-889-3926. Clearly, we're ready to wild out. 917-889-3926. It's Money Monday. We're up close and personal with, again, celebrity accountant and business manager Chris Jones. Hey, he joins us right after this. We'll be right back. Radio Live.
Hey.
Rich homie,
Bridge gang.
Stop, baby. Got like 20.
Ah. Did a lot. Just live this here lifestyle.
Yeah.
Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning. This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm on the
their lifestyle. Can't skate from bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
I'm a ride for my hey, convoy. And I'm a die for my hey, convoy. I ain't gonna never listen to my hey. No way, no way. Couldn't see me if they had a genie. Woo. I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie. I stacked no rat to the ceiling. Now these can't beat me. I just might wake up one Chanel and these can't see me. Woo. I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Till I D.I.E. 28 blows up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E. Top of these.
Just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
For my mama, them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm Willie B.B., no, my shit's in the jungle. Hey. Money, home, money, I got commas and I ain't bad. Nah. Sunday through Monday, I've been grinding with no shit. Talking about taking something from me like no weed. Nah. Thuggle, thuggle, that my brother, brother. Thuggle, thuggle. You don't want no trouble, trouble. You can't get these fists, knuckle, knuckle. Hey. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Give me a bed, and I do, huh? Hey. I wanna Medusa. Ooh. I swear, don't cut it strong, I'm blowing super, hey, grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that new blue face. Hey, I'm on the top, just like toothpaste. Wait, I'm in her mouth, just like toothpaste.
Yeah. Did a lot, just live this here lifestyle.
Uptown,
can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Uptown, so swagged out.
Popping that GTV,
yeah.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:13 p.m. here on the East Coast. Your girl Hot Chocolate here on the Social Lab. Money Monday, we are up close and personal. Part two with celebrity tax accountant and business manager to the stars, Chris Jones. Some of us might know him, a.k.a. Kane. That's, you know, a little bit of insider information from our college days. I don't know how DB wants to get into that. We'll talk about that later. Okay. But I am also joined by my team here at TM Hyman Radio, the General TM Hyman, Madam Steve-O Boston, Toya Cooper, and Sage James as well. You can get in on the Social Lab. But that's at 917-889-3926 if you have any questions or comments for Chris. We're going to give him the opportunity to reintroduce himself like Hove and tell our listeners a little bit about himself before we get into our questions.
Okay. Hey, good evening, everybody. Thanks for having me. First off, thanks for playing Gangsta Manifest in the intro. I appreciate that. Rest in peace, Guru. He was one of my clients, too. Real good dude. Peace out to Premier. That's my man as well. So I definitely got to give Guru a shout out. Hip hop legend. Every time I hear his name or I hear his music, I think about that brother a lot.
Good dude.
Sorry for that little diversion, but Chris Jones. I'm a tax accountant. I'm also a business manager for a few people in the entertainment field. You know, as I said last week, it's not just really focused and limited around that, but also, you know, have single mothers and blue-collar workers and transit retirees and all that kind of stuff, too. So, but my main focus is always to help people and to spread financial literacy, but more specifically, my main focus is to help and educate black people about finances and what you can do when you have the right education in terms of making the proper decision. So that's Chris Jones in a nutshell. If I was able to give a 2-minute commercial.
Very good synopsis, I might add. Okay, so my question for you is, being a business manager to a few clients, when you're thinking about your younger clients, how do you keep them grounded when they're thinking about getting, you know, a we'll call it a signing bonus or, you know, some sort of advance, where they want to make big ticket purchase items, they want to ball, you know, they want to shine. You know, Fabe's example, I think he said 13 chains.
Yeah, you know, money, cash, hoes, man. That's what they're thinking at that point when they get that sign of bonus.
But that's real. That's real. I mean, how do you keep them from jumping out the window?
Well, the first thing is that, you know, I always command a certain level of respect. And, you know, in sitting down with them, it's like, look, you're hiring me for a reason, for me to be your financial resource, your financial consultant, your financial guidance. So what I'm telling you is for your benefit. So if I give you sound advice and you decide to do something else, then you're going against my better judgment. Just like, you know, you as an employee can actually get fired, or you as a contracted person get fired. You know, I can fire clients as well. The last thing I ever want is my name associated with anything that's negative, or such and such went broke, or such and such got tax problems. It's not to say that it can't happen, because the media can take anything and run with it, especially if something that's a public record, and not have the full picture of it. So the first thing is always, you know, I command respect, and I command respect of each other. So the second thing is the education on the industry and how it works. You know, everything has a shelf life, and I don't care what kind of megastar you are. There's a shelf life to it, whether it's 2 years, 1 year. So the money that you get is not forever, whether you're an athlete or whether you're an entertainer. And few entertainers have stood the test of time and had long careers past, you know, let's say 4 or 5 years. In order for that to happen, you would have to be extremely fortunate and be able to adapt with the changing culture. So, you know, that's the second thing. And the third thing is that, you know, the money that you get is not 100% yours, okay? You know, 20% may go to your manager. 5% may go to your business manager. Another 5% may go to your attorney. Another 10% may go to your booking agent. Then you got tour, you got band, you got stylist. So at the end of the day, that 100% may come down to 40%. The issue is that a lot of entertainers live off that 100%. Now, that doesn't even factor in the taxes that they actually have to pay. And I'm sure you've heard a lot of things in the news over the past few years about entertainers getting into tax trouble. Now, that 40% comes down to probably about 25% if you factor in taxes. So at the end of the day, you know, you have some entertainers living off 100%, but their true net take home is only 25%, and that 25%, as we discussed, doesn't last that long. So it's really that education process of, you know, how it works and who you actually have to pay. And when I talk to the kids at World of Money, that's one of the examples that I give, because people look at entertainers like, you know, it's all glamorous, this, that, and the third, but they do have to pay out to a lot of people.
That's an awesome.
So it's basically just keeping them grounded and telling them, like, look, this is what you have to pay, and always keeping them focused. So my main thing is actually building careers and building longevity, so you can get royalties, so on and so forth, you know, into perpetuity. So
you just mentioned World of Money. For those who weren't with us last week, elaborate on World of Money and the work that you're doing with our young people.
Well, the World of Money is an organization that was started by the executive director, Sabrina Lamb, probably about 10 years ago, and I've been with the organization since. Basically, we take kids from the inner city, from anywhere from age 9 to 16, 17, and put them through a one-week boot camp of different financial speakers, anything from entertainment attorneys to real estate executives to financial planners to investment experts to credit experts. So they learn all these different things. They learn Mandarin every morning for 5 days straight. They take trips to China. They take trips to ring the bell on Wall Street. They take trips to the White House. So it's a very good starting ground for kids. And what happens a lot of times is that when the kids come out the program, they know much more about finances than actually their parents do. So it was a great program, and the website is worldofmoney.org if you're interested in knowing any more information about it. And if you can, you know, if you want to sign up online or you make a comment online, you can tell them that Chris Jones actually referred you to them.
World of Money, I have a question. We're going to take a break, come right back. But I have a question that I really hope that you can, not even really a question, but I'm going to ask in possibly a 60-second commercial, if you will, for black people who are intimidated by the NASDAQ in stock. Can you give us a layman's, like, 60-second commercial on the stock market in NASDAQ? If it requires 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you got it. But can you help to take away the intimidation of stock and the NASDAQ and Wall Street so that more of us can get involved? Ladies and gentlemen, we're up close and personal tonight with Mr. Chris Jones, and we're trying to get it all. We're trying to squeeze every ounce up out of them. Hey, we'll be right back. TM Hot Radio Live. It's 922.
You are listening to the best at it, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Oh. tell me, you can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good fashion, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, her flight lands at 9, my game just rewind, lyrically I'm supposed to represent, I'm not only a client, I'm the player president,
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was a biggie. One more chance. It's 9:26 p.m. here on the East Coast. That's 6:25. Well, now it's 6:26. Excuse me. PM on the West Coast. You know, we are rocking with Chris Jones this evening. Thank you, sir, again for joining us.
You're very much welcome.
Yes. And TM, I think you had a question for Mr. Jones before we went to break.
I just want you, while you're here tonight, to take away or help to take away the intimidation of the stock market. Having a conversation with individuals earlier today in reference to the NASDAQ and the fact that, you know, there's a bunch of numbers and a bunch of signs and arrows and symbols that a lot of us don't comprehend. We think that it's not for us. But there's been a lot of people that look like us that not only have they mastered Wall Street and the stock market, they're teaching their family and this generational wealth that's carried on to help to reduce the intimidation of the stock market.
Well, I mean, it all starts with an education about knowing how the stock market works, or getting somebody to explain to you, or having a financial advisor or an investment expert to explain how it works. And it's not really that complicated. The positive side of the stock market, one of the positive sides of the stock market, is that it has a history. So you can look at the NASDAQ or the S&P 500 and look at trends of how it's done over certain periods of time. So that can give an investor confidence or information on how to invest or what to invest or look at certain trends or give information before they actually make an investment. I guess the negative side of it is that you really have no control on how the stock market does. Anything can happen. It could be a tragedy. It could be a mortgage crisis. It could be a war, which can affect the stock market in a negative way. So those are the two positives and the negatives of it. But it's just like, you know, anything else. If you take some money and invest in something, if the money go, if the price that you're paying for a share goes up, you make money. Or if the price that you paid per share actually went down, and that's what those numbers represent, the prices per share, and that changes periodically throughout the day, then, you know, your investment is not worth as much as it was before when you purchased it. Now, there's two specific things I always, you know, tell clients about, is that if you see your account value go down, you haven't lost any money. Or conversely, if you see your account value go up, you haven't made any money. The only time that you make or lose money is when you do something to recognize that gain or loss. That means selling your share. So if you look at your 401k account and say, wow, I'm up, you know, I gained $10,000 in my 401k. You haven't gained $10,000 in your 401k until you actually sell those shares. Okay, so that's a distinct difference between the two and how you should actually look at it. But that's, you know, the stock market and investment, you know,
yeah.
100,
and
if you will.
I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. The conversation was surrounding an article that was published about Warren Buffett and the idea that you can take $40 and turn $40 in the stock market into millions of dollars, him referencing, you know, Coca-Cola stock back in 1940s and, you know, or even maybe back in the 1920s, and how from then to today, the value of Coca-Cola stock, you know, is worth millions when it was just pennies, you know, back then. Not enough of us are involved, because we're intimidated by it. So I appreciate that.
And speaking of which, real quick, before we kind of transition real quick, the key word that you brought up was pennies. Can you give us a little bit about penny stocks? Just a little taste about that.
You know, penny stock operates the same way, but it's a lot more transactional, obviously, because you're dealing with the less of a cost of value per share. And some people actually start off with penny, you know, trading penny stock on their own to learn about the market, whether it's through E-Trade or one of these self-service type investment companies where you can actually do it on your own. But it's just the less of a value, the cost of a stock per share. But it works the same way as the stock market.
Cool. All right. Don't laugh
now. Hey, it's 9:32, everyone. Jump on it if you have a question and you really, really have been stuck as it relates to your finances or financial decision. You have an expert in building inside the social lab, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Boston, were you about to say something?
No, sir. By no means.
Okay, sorry.
No problem.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Mr. Jones, as it relates to career, math is not something that we run to as far as occupations in our community. Math is something that we actually struggle with, specifically African-American males struggle with it. What are some of the recommendations that we can take, steps that we can take to help to raise up more accountants?
I mean, first off, and I get that comment a lot, that since you're an accountant, you must be good at math. Like, no, I am not good at math. Accounting doesn't really deal with mathematical equations per se. Accounting actually deals a lot more with math. With numbers, per se. I'm sorry, not math, but numbers. Accounting has to do more with numbers. So I deal with numbers all day, every day. But it's not like pi equals the square root or Pythagorean theorem or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. But, you know, I fell in love with accounting since my first class in high school. And as I said on the last broadcast, I was either going to be an accountant or an attorney. But I chose to be an accountant for a couple of different reasons because once you graduate with a degree in accounting and you get a job, you are an accountant. One of the only professions there is that actually happens. So if you look at some of the other professional careers, that if you want to become an attorney, you have to go to law school. If you want to be a doctor, you got to go to medical school.
Yeah.
And me, I'm not really the one for school, but, you know, so that wasn't the route I wanted to go. So, you know, that's how I started off in accounting. But as always, and, you know, one of the best news that I got probably about a month ago is that my daughter is a senior in high school, and she told me that she wanted to become an accountant like her dad. So
wow.
I was like, okay. So now I can drop everything that I have, you know, the knowledge I have, and give it directly to her, not only my knowledge but my resources and knowing people in the industry. She's going to start working with me. Probably later on this year and start during the Christmas time, and she's going to go throughout, and hopefully she select taxes as her career because, you know, that's what her dad does, and she can get a jump on her career. So, but you want to start off in accounting, just, you know, seek it out in high school and do some internships and work at accounting firms and get the experience. It'll come to you quick.
So, listen, just to piggyback off of that really quickly, I was having a conversation with someone earlier today regarding college students and the financial choices that they make as far as the loans that they take out to pay for their education. You have to, I guess, weigh out, and I never really thought about it in this aspect, weigh out the type of career that you want to have in regards to, or in relation to, the educational facility, the place that you choose to gain your education, for example.
Let me say this when it comes to that, you know, what type of loans you choose. And this is one of the things that I talk to the kids at World of Money about. I talk to them about leverage. They understand leverage. And what leverage is when it comes to college education is that you're leveraging borrowing money from a financial institution, and let's say it's $50,000 at the end of a four-year period, or maybe a six-year period if you went to a black school. But anyway, so at the end of a four-year period, and you have to pay that $50,000 back with interest,
right,
obviously, and it's different types of loans, you know, government loans, Stafford loans, all these other types of loans. However, if you graduate and become a professional and earn, start off earning $50,000 a year while you're 22 years old, you're going to make that $50,000 back a hundredfold in your career. So what you did is you leveraged the opportunity to borrow money from a financial institution, to get an education, and to be a professional, and all you have to do is pay the money back. Most people frown down on student loans, but that's a form of leverage. You leverage the opportunity to borrow the money. And that's no different from what a real estate mogul would do. Is that, and this is the example that I give the kids real fast. I said, well, if a real estate mogul wanted to build a casino in downtown Brooklyn and a casino cost $7 million to build, and the person looked at their bank account and they had $12 million in a bank account, I asked them, would you take the $7 million cash out of your bank account to pay for that casino, or you would do something else? Some kids say, you know what, since he has the $12 million, just take the $7 million. And I said, that's probably wrong, because what a person would do is borrow the $7 million and leverage the opportunity to not touch their $12 million, borrow the money, pay it back with an interest rate, and then they're going to pay it back for the money that they earn in the casino. So there's an old phrase that cash is king.
Cash is king.
Like, you don't want to give up your cash if you don't have to, even if you have to pay an interest rate. But the interest rate environment must be considered, because if you're paying 12% interest rate, then that may be too high. Maybe you want to kind of do a hybrid and pay some in cash and borrow the rest. But if the interest rate environment is low like it is now, you always want to borrow the money, because you're going to pay it back from the money that you earn off of the investment. That's leverage.
Well, yo, check this out, man. We're about to go to break right now, but I got a letter from my loan companies, from my student loans. They said I'll be done at the rate that I'm going. It was good news. At the rate that I'm going, I'll be done paying off my balance 2 years after I die. So let's go to break right now. 9:39 in the p.m.
Damn, cold world. I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him take a hike. Then it's on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes. Thank you.
celebrate my Independence Day. Will Smith, baby girl, who I'm kidding, still sick. Real ish, all my new seem to get old real quick. And could it be you everything that these plain couldn't be? Is it a sign from the Lord that I shouldn't be? Lost in the playaway, so they get hold of me. Got me on layaway, girl, you got a hold on me. I say I'm wrong, you say come again. Damn, said I was wrong, look, don't rub it in. I got a lot on my mind, got a flock full of dimes, like a line full of hula. How they coming in? Just saying, don't wanna have me, then somebody will. I'm playing, weight on my chest like I body build. I'm praying, you ain't content with trying to do your thing. And come back, baby, boomerang, rang.
Is the number to dial. You want to call up here and speak your piece with the celebrity account business manager, Mr. Chris Jones, in the building with us tonight. Came on the radio live. You're here with the family. And it is 9:43. Now, check it out. Mr. Jones, let me ask you a question. Is getting towards the end, getting towards the holiday season run, right? So we know after following the holiday season run, we got the next rush, which is called the W-2 rush, that tax rush. Now, the tax rush. Now, you're an accountant. You've been an accountant man. You've been doing taxes for quite some time. What are the pitfalls, highs and lows, that most people fall into when it comes into that situation, you know, for lack of a better term? What can you advise us to do and not to do?
Well, one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to tax season and some of my clients is the moniker is no refund. People treat refunds like it's a reward or it's some type of windfall or something like that. What a refund is just you overpaid your taxes for that particular year. So, example, if you look at a 1040, line 73 will say this is the amount that you overpaid. And let's say for argument's sake it's $10,000. And the next line, the very next line, line 74, would say the amount of line 73 that you want refunded. So that's where the word refund comes. Refund comes, you're getting a refund of what you overpaid. Now, let's say the refund is $10,000. So you overpaid $10,000. And if I take $10,000 and divide it by 12 months, that probably leaves me with $833 per month that I overpaid. Now, most people would rather have or could do something with that $833 a month. So, one, it creates a liquidity issue, meaning that you don't have that $833 a month at your disposal. The second thing is you're giving the IRS or any state tax jurisdiction an interest-free loan. Interest-free.
Right.
You're not gaining any money on it. Let's say if you were to put that money and invested it. Let's say if you were to invested that money and earned, you know, a 3% rate of return, let's say. You know, you're still earning something on your money. So the way you avoid that is really setting your W-4 right. The W-4 is the amount of withholding that you're telling your employer to withhold from you. It's a calculation that it's really not that complicated, but us accountants do to figure out what your withholding should be. So the lower the withholding, so if you have single and zero, the more money they're going to withhold from you. So you may get, your taxes is probably going to be lower, so that may lead to you getting a bigger refund. The higher amount of exemptions that you put, let's say you're single and eight, that means the less money they're going to withhold from you, and probably your tax liability may be a little bit higher in comparison to what you paid in taxes. So that's how you navigate it. In my mind, like I said, no refunds. I'd rather a client owe the IRS $2,000 or $1,000 as long as it's without penalty. I'd rather you get an interest-free loan from them rather than them getting the interest-free loan from you. Okay? Now, the problem it creates is, like, let's say you lose your job in June. You can't knock on the IRS's door and say, listen, I'm due a $10,000 refund. Can I get some now? Nah, you have to wait until it's time to file your tax return, probably in February or March of next year.
So, do you recommend changing your exemption at the middle part of the year so that you can, quote-unquote, break even?
You can, but it should be a calculated calculation. It shouldn't be, you know, just let me just switch it. And some people are like, if I was zero for the first part, I could be five the next part and even out.
And that's
nah,
what most people think, yeah.
It's like, it doesn't work like that, and that's where us accountants come in. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we deal with numbers, but it ain't got nothing to do with math. So
I know, that's
But that can create an issue where you may end up owing, so you want to make sure you get with a professional and make sure it's done the proper way.
Right. Okay.
Dig it.
So while we still got a couple minutes left in the show, again, 917-889-3926 for any of the callers that have questions for Mr. Jones.
A couple of y'all sitting on the line too, man. Speak up.
Who of your clients have new projects coming up?
Oh, glad you mentioned it. J. Cole, he just announced today that he's dropping his third album. It's called 2014 Forest Hills Drive. And the story behind that is that that's the house that Cole grew up in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So the album is fire. It's going to be in stores December 9th. It's available for pre-order on iTunes now. So go out, go online and get a copy. Great artist, great talent, and like I said before, even a greater person. Everybody's pulling for him to win. He has the right team around him, so he's always going to win. And he has
the
right
bootleg
in his chest. Say that again.
You ain't got that bootleg version, son?
Nah,
no bootleg.
Nah,
hey,
it's
from
fact.
BK, son. You know, I'm just saying, man. You know, some have a bad shape, a hard shape. You know what I mean?
Everybody's on December 9th, 2 days before my birthday.
Yeah, I never.
It's a fantastic gift.
I've never been the bootleg guy, and I got to tell my mom, man, stop buying the DVDs. I got clients in film and music, and, you know, at the end of the day, it takes away from them. But I will say this, I'm glad that you, you played some of my artists' music tonight, because obviously they get royalties on that, probably through SoundScan or one of these other entities, as long as you guys are registered, which I probably think you are. So, but I appreciate that.
What's up?
No problem.
Them on other
Thank
occasions
you.
As well, not just this one. So,
no doubt. Chris, before you get out of here tonight, man, let folks know how they can contact you, how they can follow you, connect.
You know, with me, I'm not, which is interesting, is that I'm not really a social media. Well, I guess I am on social media. My alias is Sean Butler. but I'm not on Instagram, and I'm not on the website. Like, what's interesting is that most of my clients, if not all of them, come through referrals, and that's how my whole career started, and that's how what my practice is based upon. So it's like, well,
that's real.
If I do a good job for my clients, I feel like they're going to refer me to other people. And that's what happens. I've had women, you know, invite all their girlfriends over the house and have a fish fry and wine, and I just talked about finances or the like. So you won't find a stack of my business cards in the bathroom of a club besides the candy and bubble gum that the dude is passing out in the napkins.
Or the lotion, yeah.
Yeah, so... It's like, so that's how my career is actually based. Like I said, it's ironic that I don't have a website or anything like that. So that's how I operate.
But inside of that as well, that's a blessing for you to still be able to have the type of career that you have and not have had to, you know, go through the big way of a website or anything like that. So.
You know, colleagues and clients are always like, oh, you could be somewhere bigger and have more clients and... I'm like, nah, I live a pretty good lifestyle now. I take on only what I can handle because I don't want to be over my head and I can't service the clients that I have. So, I kind of try to monitor that. I'm a very, 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 very busy person. you know, I wake up 5 o'clock every morning. You know, I get it popping. My computer's on by 5:03. You know, I work long hours. I got clients on the West Coast, so, you know, I got to be up late, and I just had a conference call with one of them before I jumped on this call as well. So could I do more? Probably, but, you know, my thing is still, I'm still trying to save and educate one black person at a time. And to be clear, it's not that I don't have white clients or clients that are non-African-American. I do. But my motto is this. If my son is a drug abuser that lives in my house, I'm not going to start an outreach program in Idaho. I'm going to take care of my house first, and that's where my focus and concentration is going to be. And then if someone else comes along that needs help, then I will actually help them. And I explain this to all my clients, period, and they understand that. And that's what other coaches do. So I'm trying to build us back up one brick at a time. And as I said before, I can't die with all this knowledge, so I'm trying to give it away as best I can.
Hey, well, we appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us, man. We respect your credentials and what you're doing in the community. Much appreciated and much respect.
Nah, you got it. I appreciate you having me, and I'm glad I was able, due to my schedule, to be on for 2 shows. And hopefully the listeners got a lot out of it, if not from any educational perspective or any tips, but at a minimum some motivation to do some things or to change some things or motivation to take action to change their situation or even to enhance what they have. Because I'm not going to assume that everybody's in a bad situation. Some people could be in a great situation but want to do better or want to know how to do things a different way. So hopefully I inspired people and gave them that boost or motivation that they need. And, you know, that's what I do for a living.
Absolutely. Hey, again, much respect and much appreciated, man. You're definitely welcome. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. 2 minutes, be right back. TM Hum Radio Live.
What is the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget it, I want some.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling, from the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling, all man ain't gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mama. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm going, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking police. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gonna tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meet the supreme team. And all I
657, Tampa, Florida, 657, San Diego, California. Hey, thanks for listening. Hey, we appreciate y'all. We don't take any of you for granted. Hey, 99,000 plus listeners all over the world. Big Sean, Kanye, Jay-Z, Click. Hey, up close and personal tonight with Chris Jones. All the way from the NYC, celebrity accountant, business manager. Hey, we appreciate him for stopping past. Real talk, real people, real times. Hey, we get ignorant, but we pep up and perk up when it's time to get down to business. Hey, folks, don't let the stock market and Wall Street and the NASDAQ intimidate you. Listen, get in the game. Get in the game. Who's ever purchased stock? We got like 90 seconds left. Who's actually purchased stock on this show? Who's a stockholder?
I am.
I'm waiting for the right one.
I used to own stock in McDonald's.
Get in the game,
Save.
Get in the game.
Yeah, I know. I'm hip. I got a good brother that's an accountant too. That's a.
What did you say about Martha Stewart? Madam Barbiturate. What did you say about Martha Stewart?
Yeah, I used to have stock. I cashed it out a couple years ago, but yeah, I used to have stock in Martha Stewart and in McDonald's. Yeah,
I had Bank of America and currently own Publix, both as an employee as well as an independent shareholder.
Hey, well, that's what it is. Hey,
I have stock. I have stock at the bodega.
Stock in Parkway.
You know what? In the plastic bags. What? The food section.
You can call me about down about some Grand Elm Plaza, dude. That's my stock.
Oh my God!
Help me get through college.
Hey, take us home, folks. Hey, Mr. Jones, we appreciate you, man.
Welcome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Much love, Chris. And come back and turn up with us. We talked a lot of business here. You got to come back and act ignorant with us because there's plenty of it to go around.
And where you go? Hey, yo, son, I'm about to move back home in New York like next summer. I'm gonna look you up when I get up there.
Oh Lord, don't.
Okay.
Where you think I'm playing?
See y'all Wednesday.
Good night,
love y'all.
I love you.
See him behind the live, real talk.